jarangcang belak jagong patengtongan kerhayang mah kedatangan kersonoma kersonoma di tarembongan ninang ningkung ninang ningkung ranginang adonan tipung beri kupak meli kapuk kaya kapuk kemenang ngopek kupak kapek kupak kapek da kupak kapek ye da thank you.
This digital recording is brought to you courtesy of EMI Records, the world's greatest music company.
Clytus, I'm bored. What plaything can you offer me today?
Consider yourselves to be musicians?
Musicians? Nah.
We're the hammer that knocks the nail in.
Broadcasts are aired without permission of anybody involved. The only thing they have in common is that they are unlicensed. The only licensed broadcasts we'll be hearing actually will be being broadcasts that are being jammed by unlicensed broadcasts. So, pretty much all of them, unlicensed broadcasts. And oh. The last known broadcast before the station and the station was physically taken off the air. Sound quality's a little bad, but the war is hell, right?
Every shape and color.
The sound of jamming. The sound you're hearing is the sound of jamming. Jamming comes in a variety of sounds, and the one you're hearing is one of the types commonly used by the communist world to jam radio transmissions they consider inappropriate for their people to hear. This type jamming is known as noise jamming. It has been widely used. In many instances, it may be difficult to determine whether a transmission is actually being intentionally jammed or is merely subjected to some other sort of interference common to shortwave radio reception.
And that brings us to the end of this special program. In this broadcast, we shall be on the air again with another English overseas program.
Now, what can I tell you about the station? The studio itself consists of various equipment, tape recorders, record players, of course, basically, and a mixer. The record players are made by Gates.
Now, then, hands up, anybody who can't hear me. Demons create a fantastic energy and are by nature ferocious. And when you cast a spell, you must know you will attract them. If demons are allowed freedom for venting the madness, they can be diabolical. They are the reasons behind haunted houses, howling storms, lost keys, droopy hair, nagging associates, and cool lovers. If you're strong, maybe you can ignore demons. But why not invite them into a magic circle? Your magic circle. Control their energies. Use them to see into your future beyond tomorrow. Throw a handful of rosebuds high into the air and let them fall and scatter where they will. Demons will gather. Their ranting and raving will create wild, exciting vibrations. While they wail, stare into the center of the circle. As you softly whisper the name of their demon king, he will come and answer any three questions about your future. As soon as he has spoken, perform a spell, because the energy within the magic circle must be dissipated, or it will escape and create havoc in your life. When the magic is done, destroy the circle. To make a magic circle, draw a 3-foot-wide chalk circle and cover it with a fine wheat flour. Then place 3 black beans in the center and cover them with cloves, salt, and basil. Three red candles should be flaming at the top part of the magic area. Now scatter the rosebuds. The demons will gather. Keep brave. They are helpless. Now will be the time for you to see into your future. Stare into the center of the circle, and as they wail, softly whisper the name of their demon king. Softly. Sakra Elmerid. Demon energy is best used to stimulate clandestine relationships.
Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went, everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go.
I wish I lived in Nazi Germany. I love Nazi guys. They are so cool. I think my grandpa was a real Nazi in Germany during the war. That's so great. I wish there were Nazi people here in San Francisco. Maybe I'm just not looking hard enough. Excuse me, I'm going to Jamba Juice. Do you want something?
Yes, it's a new adventure for the three of you. And then one day, there's a lovely young girl in a long white dress. And your son standing proudly by her side. But not yet.
But not yet.
But not yet. But not yet.
I think it sounds like an ugly old toad.
What does it sound like to you, Julie?
I want it to be the ugly old toad.
All right.
أيها المسيح لقد نزلت إلى سافل دركات الأرض وسحقت الأمخال الدهرية المثبتة الضابطة المعتقل وفي اليوم الثالث بارزنا ناهضا من القبر كما برز يونان من الخوف المجد لقيامتك المقدسة يا رب أيها المسيح يا من لم يوسد إغلاق البتوليات في مولده لقد نهضت من الرمس حافظا خطومه سالما وفتحت لنا أبواب الفردوس المجد للأب والابن والروح القدوس يا مخلصي يا من هو القربان الحي غير الذبيح بما أنه إله لقد قربت ذاتك للأب باختيارك ولما قمت من الطاب أقمت معك آدم وذريته كلها الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الدهرين آمين يا مخلصي يا من هو القربان الحي غير الذبيح بما أنه إله وعدك بالأب باختياره. ولما قمت من القبر أقمت معك آدم وذريته
Yeah. Incredible Pribilof Islands, the mating grounds of the precious fur seals. If you were to approach the tiny village of St. Paul, headquarters of Alaska's seal industry, a strange and disturbing sound would greet your ears. The mating sounds of 3 million seals on the rookeries of the Pribilofs. Summer long, this sound is heard out over the misty, blossom-covered slopes of the islands, where thousands upon thousands of seals are packed on narrow curves of rocky beach. This closeness creates friction, especially between the beach masters, the bulls who are capturing females for their harems. Sometimes two bulls want the same cow, so they fight it out until the stronger bull or the bigger bluff walks off with the wife. Masses of jet black pups are born every day, one pup to a mother. Occasionally, the mother goes to sea for several days in search of food to provide milk for her pup. Sometimes she is eaten by a killer whale. When this happens, her pup will surely die, for no mother will nurse any pup but her own. There's no sound more heartrending than that of a pup who has lost his mother. The relentless power of instinct provides a cacophony of sound and fury filled with comedy and tragedy in an everlasting cycle of love, birth, and death. It also provides Alaska with an industry manned by the permanent Russian Aleut residents of the Pribilofs. These people devote the major portion of their lives to the seals and to their Russian Orthodox religion. Their worship starts on Saturday evening. They are called by the tolling of one of the bells that burst forth with dissonant clamor on Sunday morning when the bell ringer pulls the ropes for the lusty fervor. In a beautiful chapel filled with icons and pictures of the saints, the kindly Russian priest, Father Makary Baranov, chants while the Aleut worshippers stand in reverence. They stand because there are no seats in the Russian church. These devout people of the Pribilofs sing the ancient Gregorian chants in the tradition of their faith. The sound of an old reed organ in the home of the priest suggests the feeling of most visitors to the Pribilofs of having experienced for a moment a glimpse of Shangri-La disturbed by a haunting strain of old Russia, quite unlike the Russia we hear about today.
Lyman.
Yes, Commander.
Play back the transmission from earlier today. The Spinnacle transmission.
Now processing, Commander.
Lyman, halt. Go back to the beginning of the transmission, but this time remove the sounds of the panicking crowd. There, Lyman, halt. That sound. Remove the voice of Orthox and any extraneous ambient sound. Stop, Lyman. There. Can you reverse the polarity of the transmission? Lyman? Lyman? Lyman?
Please, Commander, perhaps a game of computerized chess instead. You really wouldn't want to hear the transmission reversed in polarity.
Damn it! Please, for God's sake, for once, just do what I ask.
All right, Commander. But don't say I didn't warn you. This is the reverse polarity transmission, Commander. I hope you're satisfied.
Blast. As usual, you're of no use to me. I'll be in the ship's lounge.
Ooh. Doctor? Professor?
Det er et nytt eksperiment.
Doktor, hva er dette slimet?
Oi, det renner ut av kaffemaskinen.
Goodbye, Coke. Royal Crown Aloha.
We've got five great flavors in addition to a cola. Del Monte, Del Monte, sparkling Del Monte. Del Monte's moving in.
Scientist myself that has a lot to do with science, and well, that's just not my cup of tea. But there's another planet under Earth now, and I don't mean like underneath the surface, but I mean literally under Earth. Like, if you got Earth on top, then you've got this other planet below Earth, and we've got a lot of listeners there, and we're just setting up a nice deal for them. And we apologize to all our terrestrial listeners. We're not able to provide that good of a deal, but well, thank you for tuning in all the same. I better back on off here with my tail between my legs.
Da-da-da-da-da. Lightfoot.
I'm sorry. That drummer surprised me.
Oh.
She's a rising star in this town, and we won't be seeing the last of her, I guarantee you that.
And what's the funny story about the two fellows that were following Julia Roberts carrying
Yes, Shirley Ann Spinoza. Absolutely stunning. I absolutely disagree with all the boos and hisses this evening. They don't know what they're talking about. They're...
And just so the listening audience knows, they're the ones that do the streaming shoutcast. The internet MP3s.
I don't know what that is, but I tell you, if they had their own fashion magazine, it would be replaced by nothing but smoke lines on the news rack. That would be the hottest periodical in town, and I'd be the first one in line, let me tell you.
Okay, well, let's move on. The Lord of the Rings costume design. How was
Lord that? Of the Rings, I tell you, I put my entire arm down my throat because I wanted...
Who's the little darling who'll drive you out of your head, but you love her too?
just the same.
And now, Langendorf Industries is proud to present another exciting episode of Obsessed Man Theater.
We will cross here where the street is crowded, that I may hold your hand. We will ride the subways, that we may sit touching, that there be no distance between us. Speak, that I may fill my ears with you. Stay near me so, that I may fill my lungs with you. Come home with me, that I may fill my arms with you. Come where only I can see you. Come home with me. If only I could fit my life's time into these hours, that I might say, I was with her from 8 to 12 o'clock. And years passed.
Hi there, this is Uncle Milty. Milton Berle, that is. You got any left? Money, that is. Now, come on now, be the last of the big spenders. You've only got 3 shopping days left until Christmas.
Our boys will shine tonight, our boys will shine. Our boys will shine tonight, all down the line. Our boys will shine tonight, our boys will shine. When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, our boys will shine.
expected to meet the demands of an energetic me before a red hot day. Golden energy dripping down on you. Golden energy, natural aphrodisiac. Golden energy, working hard to keep you on full. Golden energy, pumping iron all the way. Keep you youth being too, too, too tired. Keep you latched up and wired. Reboot your fire. Golden energy for the guy or gal who's had a hard, hard day at the office. Golden energy when you're expected to meet the demands of an energetic man before a red hot day. Golden energy meets all requirements, post no bills, poots no guff, needs no prescription. Golden energy, handle if you can, if you dare, help yourself to another share.
Sheep.